Hey, we're back. Okay, more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, whether you like it or not. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Don't wait till the last second to call us here. We've got a whole hour ahead of us. Just get on the line now. Every now and then we have to, because of our break schedule and the things we do at the end of the hour, the folks wait till the end of the show to call, sometimes don't get on. So if you have been one of those, you need to talk to us now. And what did we talk about last hour? Just a little bit of this and that. We didn't have many callers, but we kept going. And what I want to tell you right now is, if you go on the Department of Natural Resources website and you read the press releases, some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them don't make sense, some of them are just silly. The environmental tips are, I don't know who they're written for. But, they're like, we're all stupid. Wait for the storm to pass. Don't fertilize before a rainstorm. Your fertilizer, along with your money, can just wash off your lawn and down the storm drain. Fertilizer runoff can pollute rivers, lakes, and bays and cause problems in recreational areas or fishing grounds. Check the weather forecast before you head out and wait for the storm to pass. Click here for more tips to a greener, healthier yard. Well, it sounds like this is written for somebody who's just a moron. And maybe that's how the people that run this stuff see us. Maybe the people who are fancy themselves to be environmentalists see the rest of us as just morons. Maybe they've taken a high moral ground because they know a little bit, and they dumb down what they say to the rest of us because, we just are too stupid to figure it out for ourselves. We find that in government a lot. And, The press release that one of our listeners sent about Asian Pacific Month and the things that are going on with that, they took offense. Wanted to know if what does this have to do with the natural resources, celebration around that. And as you look through the schedule of events on the Department of Natural Resources press releases, there's a couple things that are of interest, but then we get into what's going on and some of the upcoming events. Now, we're having today, just for example, we're having the EX2 Cranky Monkey race at Rocky Gap State Park. Participants are invited to join in on a 9 hours of Cranky Monkey mountain bike relay race at Rocky Gap State Park. I guess if you are a mountain biker, the first place you would look would be the Department of Natural Resources to see what events are taking place on the Cranky Monkey Trail. I don't even know what the hell that is. Solo racers in teams of two or three will churn out as many as 9 mile laps as they can in a 9 hour period. Racers are going to love Rocky Gap for its awesome trail network, fantastic amenities, and gorgeous lake views. Come on out and race with a monkey. On the other hand, there's a fishing workshop at the Merkel Wildlife Sanctuary and Visitor Center. That's on Fenno Road in Upper Marlboro. Been past there. It's a long ways out in the wilderness, but it's certainly worth it if you want to learn how to fish, but don't want... Now, see, this is the kind of crap. For those who want to learn how to fish but don't want the embarrassment of asking their buddy who's practically a professional, have children they'd like to teach, or just want to give it a try, then join the fishery staff for one of several fishing workshops throughout southern Maryland. They'll teach participants on how to tie their own rig, bait their own hook, cast their own line, maybe even take a fish off the hook. Maybe. Participants must have a valid Maryland non-title fishing license, which can be purchased at at Outdoor Sporting Goods. Let me read this. Participants must have a valid Maryland non-title fishing license, which can be purchased at Outdoor Sporting Store. Ages 16 and younger do not need a fishing license. Participants will be fishing for blue gill and largemouth bass at Merkle Ponds. Wear closed-toe shoes and bring a hat slash sunglasses, sunscreen, and water. Bug spray is also a good idea. And then a phone number to call. It just amazes me. Do any of our listeners participate in these nature walks and animal trail things and owl prowls? Do you know anybody that does that? I don't know. Well, let's see what Elaine in Millersville has to say. Hello, Elaine.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Okay. I want to know if the NRA is still having their sports day this next Saturday up in Frederick.
The NRA Sports Day?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it a friend of the NRA's event, or what is it? What do they do there?
I don't know. I haven't ever been to it, but I know when my daughter and I were taking the pistol class with Gilkey, we got a...
Well, it's actually not the NRA.
Oh, it's not?
No, I know what you're talking about. It is Sportsman's Day.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, yes, Elaine, I know who you are. Yes, it is the Frederick County Sportsman's Council, and it is next Saturday, May 12th,
mm-hmm.
from 9 to 5 at the Mount Airy Isaac Walton League.
Oh, it's not going to be in Frederick?
Well, it's not that. Well, Mount Airy, Frederick, they're only a few miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to write the address down?
Yeah, hold on, please.
All right. And I'm glad you brought that up. These are good folks.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
It's next Saturday, May 12th, 9 to 5,
uh-huh.
at the Mount Airy Isaac Walton League of America. That's 6642
uh-huh.
Woodville Road.
Okay.
In Mount Airy, Maryland.
Do you have a zip code?
Mount Airy, probably somewhere, but I don't have it at my fingertips. Give me a few minutes here. A zip code. You would ask me that, wouldn't you? A zip code. They didn't put it in their ad.
I don't hear anybody talking about it.
Well, we're not exactly up in that area, and you're right. It's a local event, and sometimes you don't hear a lot about that. You would have thought that on the DNR website they would have listed that, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since the Ben Kelke is one of the guys that is on the stakeholders list. In Mount Airy, the zip code is 21771.
Okay, because I can look it up, get the direction.
Yeah, sure, 21771.
21771.
Yeah, they're going to have a good day. 3D, archery, 22 rifle range, cowboy action, pistol range, sporting clays. The Maryland State Police helicopter will be there, DNR boating safety, upland game retrievers, shotgun, and DNR conservation trailer. There will be an open duck and turkey calling contest, raffles and door prizes. Do you want a phone number for more information?
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, I'll give you two. Ben Kelke, who you know, Big Ben,
mm-hmm.
301-401-6262.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy is Tom Crow, 410-708-4237.
410-708, what was the ref?
4237.
4237. And it's Tom Crow?
Yep, C-R-O-W.
Okay.
Family friendly and children are welcome.
Okie dokie.
All right, thanks, Elaine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How are your cows doing?
Oh, they're just doing fine.
And they're being cows, aren't they?
Yeah, we waiting to decide what photo op we're going to do with them next.
Uh-huh, I got you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Elaine.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Bye. Elaine and her daughter, nice folks, met them at the NRA show up in Frederick. So the NRA show is coming back to Frederick, from what we understand, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that here soon. Got the application for the booth, yesterday's mail. So, hey, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for you to get on the line and talk to us about what you want to talk about. We got a nice fishing picture there from, Richard. Big old fish that he caught at a Breezy Point last Sunday. 47-inch striped bass. What a brute. Big old female. Looks like she may have spawned out by then. So that's a good thing. Nice fish. So anyway, I'm not being necessarily critical of the Department of Natural Resources, but I wonder why all this frou-frou is on their website and why they're involved in Asian Pacific Month and, you know, why we got to find out about the cranky monkey and all that stuff. I mean, it just not fishing, hunting, great outdoors that you would think of Department of Natural Resources. Of course, they handle forestry and law enforcement, a lot of other things. I don't know. What do you think? 410-922-6680. Am I being too picky? Am I being a little pissy about it, maybe? I don't know. You tell me. Well, I guess it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge again. Listen, you can join Joe McLaughlin from Centerville, who caught a 40-inch striped bass out of Chesapeake Beach. Tom Koviak Jr. out of Compton, who caught a striped bass 42 inches at Point No Point. James LaLand and Kelsey LaLand from Dameron, Maryland, who both caught striped bass. One was 43.5, and the other was 47. Kelsey caught one 47 at Boy 72. And Robert Lanco from Stafford, Virginia, with 44-inch striped bass out of Solomons. And Mark Kirby from Knoxville, Maryland, caught a big old muskie, 41-inch muskie out of the Potomac. And Jason Gillibrand from Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania, caught a striped bass, 51 inches. Bill Greaser, caught two. He's out of Chesapeake City, 145, 148 on the flats. And Tyler Krim from Winchester, Virginia, caught a 43.5-inch striped bass in the Chesapeake Bay. All of those are citation winners, and they are all in the Maryland Fishing Challenge, which is going on now through Labor Day, and all you have to do is go fishing. You could win great prizes. You or they could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, maybe a vacation from World Fishing Network. Well, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. That's and they're dedicating that NCR trail up there in the Cockeysville area somewhere to Lefty here pretty soon. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. If you're planning a summer trip, prepare to pay up if you need to fly or drive there. Travelers are facing fare increases of Olympic proportions, partly because of rising fuel costs. To find the best deals this summer, the Wall Street Journal's Emily Glazer is suggesting discount travel sites and daily deal sites like Tingo.com.
The site will let you rebook your hotel reservation for free if the hotel lowers the rate. And you basically get an email that alerts you to the price drop and a new confirmation number, and the refund will just appear on your credit card.
One other site you might want to check out, autoslash.com.
It tracks prices for car rentals made through the site up to the pickup date, and it also rebooks the rental free of charge if there's a price drop.
But with AutoSlash, be advised, the refund feature is applicable mostly to smaller rental services. The large companies do not allow bookings on that site. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Hey, it's Mike Rom here with Fiona from a local Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm all right. What do you want to talk about?
Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
Okay.
We will replace your pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums. All labor is included, and we throw in a rebate.
Get Motorcraft Complete Brake Service and get a $30 rebate. That's $30.
One price covers everything.
That's correct.
So it really is complete.
It is complete.
Limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details and vehicle exclusions, or visit FordOwner.com through 53112.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Hey, John, how you doing? Hello, John.
Good morning, Ellen.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's up?
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me jog your memory just a bit. Last year, a law enforcement officer was gunned down
in Pennsylvania
during a poaching incident.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of outrage and a lot of correct condemnation of the act.
Right.
My question is, I never heard the upshot of the case, whether the individual was convicted, whether he's serving time.
Hmm.
Do you know the result of that?
I do not, but I will certainly Google it right now. Pennsylvania game warden shot, Pennsylvania game warden killed. Let's see what Google has, or I guess it's Bing here on this computer.
Pennsylvania game. It was a very tragic incident.
Yes, it was, yeah. He was investigating a poaching incident. Let's see, a felon caught poaching deer and a state game warden who had him partly handcuffed engaged in a ferocious exchange of gunfire.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he was killed near Gettysburg.
Right, that's right.
I don't see a result, but let me work on that a little bit and see what I can come up with. Let's see, what was his name? Yeah, that was the first time in, 100 and some years, I believe, that a game warden was killed.
It was an unusual incident.
Oh, yeah, very much so. David L. Grove, 31 years old, from Fairfield. Yeah, David L. Grove. So let me see what Bing says about that. And of course, anybody can do this on their computer, but since you ask, we go above and beyond. Let's see.
Well, I didn't remember the name, and
yeah,
I'm not real computer savvy.
Ah, gotcha.
So, I'd have to do it at work.
Yep. Well, that, we don't want you doing it at work. Yeah. Mourns death, obituary. I don't see anything.
You hear these cases, but you never
that's my
hear follow up.
Hey,
or...
look, that's my complaint, John.
Right.
That, you know, we read all these names of these violators that have been given a citation, but we never hear back what's happened as far as them being convicted or. And I'll tell you something. Here in Maryland, what, you know, when I read those names and these guys that have been stopped for Jack Light and Deer or whatever, they're issued a citation. If they pay the fine, they don't even have to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that simply means, yeah, I'm guilty, you caught me, here's the money, and they go on their merry way.
Right.
Well, now that you brought this up, I wasn't even going to talk about it, but the new Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act, which was passed, save one vote, in the General Assembly, 135-1 in the House and unanimous in the Senate, it increases penalties for poaching. It increases the fine. It increases the amount of time that the license can be suspended. It gives both the court and the department action against these guys. And here's what happens. The court can, you know, the court can say, well, you know, the guy pled guilty and paid his fine. But on a poaching violation, now the department can review all the guilty verdicts, whether you pay your fine and walk away or you don't go to court or whatever it might be. But the department can look at that and they can go, you know, this guy, this is the third time he's been convicted or the second time he's been convicted, and all he's ever done is was pay his fine.
Right.
Okay. Well, now there can be administrative action taken, which means that they can further, and it's not double jeopardy. It's just more of an administrative action for suspension, and they can suspend the license, and they can add that person to the roster of violators on the Wildlife Violators Compact, which is 34 states now, I think, work in conjunction with each other on wildlife violators. They can suspend their license up to 5 years. They can, you know, enhance those penalties and things like that. And it actually gives the Wildlife Service the same authority that the Fisheries Service has when it comes to recreational fishing violations.
Well, so that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Read about the oystering poaching and.
Well, we read a lot about that, and that's the kind of those are the kind of actors that prompted this to come down in fisheries. And fisheries had received that authority from the General Assembly on a 2009 session, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have that same authority with the. With the Wildlife Service.
Mm-hmm.
So poaching can be bad for you if you want to engage in that kind of activity. Now, this incident where David Grove was killed in Pennsylvania is, again, far out of the ordinary. But, it is interesting that you would ask that question, and we'll have to check and follow up on that, see whatever happened with that case, because you're right, this guy was a bad actor.
It was in the news for like a week.
Yeah, sure. Well,
just really a hot topic.
Sure.
And then it seemed to almost drop off the radar, and I thought,
yep,
wow. And I never heard any follow up, and it just.
Well, let me see what I can find out for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. I've got some sources up in Gettysburg that could help me. But I just want to give you the sidebar. This is the Poaching Prevention Act. We've got a story about it, how that all came to be in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you can read the whole book online if you want, but, you know, I'd advise you to pick up a copy somewhere. Free copy. House Bill 1052 allows the Department of Natural Resources to suspend hunting license privileges for up to 5 years, given certain conditions. Previously, only the court system could suspend hunting license, and repeat offenders would often avoid facing suspension by prepaying their fines and avoiding court. Okay?
Yeah, lots of times people get away with, first violation, we'll give you a probation.
Well, here's how this works. The suspension will automatically be triggered by, one, a second non-minor or administrative violation within a year, two, knowingly making false statements on license applications, three, failure to submit a report or report to a checking station as required by law, and 4, the failure of a non-resident to appear in court in accordance with the Natural Resources Police citation. The bill also codifies procedural requirements that guarantee licensees the right to written notice and a hearing before any suspension of license privileges, while additionally requiring the department to adopt regulation listing the criteria used in making a suspension determination. So it's not an automatic thing. You know, you're notified, you're given a hearing date,
right, that
type of thing. If you don't like the results of the hearing, you can appeal, and on it goes. But it's an administrative action, and it's a very powerful tool in the toolbox. So,
well, that's good to know.
Yep. So, but let me continue to follow up on this and see what we can find.
Okay, I'll keep listening then.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Uh-huh. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800 WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680. Let's see if there's been a trial in this case yet. And we'll try trial. Let's see what the latest is here. Christopher Lynn Johnson was the actor. Christopher Lynn Johnson's murder case. There's the Record Herald out of where? Where are they from? Don't know if that's a Gettysburg paper or Harrisburg or what that is. Christopher Lynn Johnson's murder case held for trial and death of wildlife conservation officer David L. Grove. That was November 26th. That was not long after. Well, we'll have to wait till that loads. There we go. Ten bullet casings from the .357 that Grove had, and 15 casings for a .40-45 caliber handgun. That's what Johnson used to shoot Mr. Grove 4 times. It just says, this is from November, it says he was held for trial. But I'll have to do further research off the air on that one. So, if anybody knows, you're certainly welcome to call us here. So, all right, 410-922-6680, come on. Time for a phone call. Get on the line. Tell us what you're thinking about. Tell us what your question might be, and we'll try to answer it. Whether or not we answer it, well, we'll certainly give it a shot. Won't we, Patrick? Yes, Patrick's got thumbs up. Of course you will. Of course you will. So, I mentioned this last hour, but we want to mention again to you. Riverside Wildlife Management Area now is open in Charles County. 373 acres of property located in southwestern portion of Charles County. The new Charles County Wildlife Management Area will provide a variety of new opportunities for Maryland sportsmen to hunt upland and forest game, migratory game birds, waterfowl, and deer. Jim Bennett was a regional habitat manager down there. Riverside Wildlife Management is open to regulated hunting for all game species and follows established season dates and bag limits. And then down also in Charles County at Nanjemoy Natural Resources Management Area, the Natural Resources Management Area has now expanded by 265 acres and will provide even more opportunities for hunters and sportsmen. So the new tract is a great addition to the Nanjemoy Natural Resource Management Area, said Wildlife and Heritage Service Southern Region Manager Dave Heilmeyer. The area's diversity of woodlands, wetlands, and tidal marsh will provide numerous opportunities to hunt upland and forest game, migratory game birds, waterfowl, and deer. Cut and paste. So we'll see how that works out. Let's see. First-time angler Leo in Arbutus. Hello, Leo. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Excellent show. I enjoy it. I'm only a part-time kind of sportsman kind of guy.
Well, that's all right. So am I.
I fished off the banks of Stony Creek and down in those areas.
Yeah, sure.
First time going out on a boat, and it'll be this Sunday morning. Any tips for a first time going out there? I bought some motion sickness. Could get motion sickness.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you, one of the best things for motion sickness that I've ever taken is ginger root.
Okay.
It's certainly an all-natural product. It's made from dried ginger root. You take it, and it doesn't allow your stomach to become upset. You might get a little ginger-flavored burp out of it. But motion sickness has to do primarily with your sense of balance, the fluids in your ear and that type of thing. Scopolamine used to be the thing that you could get for motion sickness, a little patch you put behind your ear.
Right.
Most of the other stuff, like the what'd you get? What'd you buy?
It's
Dramamine or something?
Yes, generic thing from a big department store.
Okay, so it's basically Dramamine or something like that. It's going to make you a little sleepy.
Okay,
that's the only that's the only thing that it does that helps. It makes you drowsy. Now, are you going on a charter boat?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Tips for being on a charter boat. Take an extra pair of shoes and socks with you and a towel.
Okay.
Just in case, you get some water on board and your feet get wet. You don't want to stand around in that or drive home and with wet feet.
Okay.
Tennis shoes or some other non-skid shoes on the deck.
Okay, good.
Sunscreen, definitely.
Okay. Hat with me.
Sunscreen and a hat because the sun reflects off the bay and it doubles the effect of it. I wouldn't drink any alcohol if I were you.
Okay.
But definitely stay hydrated.
Right. Bottled
water. Yeah, bottled water. Doesn't even have to be cold.
Okay.
Plenty of fluid, plenty of water. Sunglasses.
All right.
Because again, the same effect, the sun bouncing off the water.
Now, as far as the technique on fishing, do they tell you how to set the hook and those kind of things?
If you're trolling, you don't need to even worry about that because the hook will set itself. When the fish strikes the lure, that fish is under so much pressure that the lure will be set.
Okay.
Basically, the reeling technique is a steady wind.
Uh-huh.
Keep pressure on the fish. Keep a bend in the rod.
Okay.
Don't drop the rod tip.
Okay.
Okay, which, that puts slack in the line. The fish can shake its head and get off.
Okay.
Just keep pressure on the fish and keep it coming. What else can I tell you? Usually what they'll do, unless you're experienced, the captain or their mate will usually take the rod out of the rod holder and hand it to you.
Okay.
Rather than you sitting there and having to set the hook.
All right.
You're trolling with big tackle, usually pretty good sized stuff for the fish. And, I don't know what else to tell you other than, just if you're not first up, watch what the other guys do.
Okay.
If you are first up, you'll have a fun time.
All right. Now, if a catch a fish and it comes close to the boat, do they typically use a net to bring it on?
Yeah, they typically use a net to bring it on board. Okay. Yep. Typically use a net. And the mate and you're going with a charter boat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll have somebody there that'll help you. You're not going to be required to net your own fish, or they won't ask you. I don't think they'll ask you to net somebody else's fish. They might ask you to hand them the net, but mm-hmm. usually if you've got a good captain and a good crew, that's all pretty much handled for you.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Yeah. If I were you also on the seasickness thing,
mm-hmm.
I would stay towards the back of the boat. I wouldn't sit in the cabin.
Okay.
I would try to stay on my feet as much as possible.
Standing, you mean?
Yeah, I would stand on my feet, stand on deck, and even I'm sure you're going to have some kind of a cover, kind of a top.
Right.
You can grab onto the rail, but the motion of trying to fight the boat is what makes you sick. If you just kind of go with it a little bit, keep your eyes on the horizon.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, that'll certainly help you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely. Unless it's a real bumpy day out there, you shouldn't be worried too much about seasickness. But, the best thing to do if you get seasick, puke and get it over with. You're only going to feel better. I would probably wait till mid morning or midday. I wouldn't eat a big old greasy breakfast, from a fast food store before you go out there. I'd probably wait till midday and have a sandwich then, you know.
Well, we're going out. We're leaving at 5:30.
Yeah.
We're to be back probably around 11. So I was going to take like a ham sandwich.
Yeah, that's good. Ham sandwich is good. Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's crackers, you know, not, you know, I wouldn't take hot Italian sausages or, you know,
pork chops
or pig's feet or anything like that to.
That's my favorite.
I bet it is. Yeah. Yeah, hot mustard and that. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
sir.
Leo. Take care, buddy. Yep. See you. Thanks. All right. We'll do Howard, and then we've got Nick in Essex. Let's talk to Howard. Go ahead, Howard. What's up, Howard? Hello, Howard. Yes. Yes.
I'd like to know if you could possibly tell me what kind of fish you're going to expect to catch up to St. Augustine Beach the 16th of June.
St. Augustine Beach on the 16th of June.
Yes, sir.
Hold on a minute there, Howard. Let's see. Should I either consult my crystal beach or my crystal ball or should I ask God? Howard, I have no idea what kind of fish you're going to catch on Augustine Beach. I mean, I can probably give you some kind of idea, but I don't know how you're going to be fishing or who you're going to be fishing with. Are you going to be going out on a boat? Are you going to be fishing off the beach? Are you going to be going...
off the beach as far as I know. That's what my cousin's talking about doing, so...
Yeah.
I've never been there before in my life.
Yeah, well, my question is, why didn't you ask your cousin?
Basically, you can catch some stripers and some bluefish, but I was just wondering if you could catch blues from all fishing off the shore.
In June, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. The 16th.
Yeah, you should be able to. I would think so. But you know, is that what you like to fish? Is that what you like to catch? Is bluefish?
I like to fish for blues and big old channel cats.
Blues and channel cats. Well, I don't know about the channel cats part, but you might. I doubt it. But, yeah, I think that would be probably reasonable to assume. But I would ask my cousin, if I were you, Howard, you know, what you're going to catch, and then be prepared for that.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't, you know, I'm not all that familiar with it, but, you know, I certainly can't predict what you're going to catch on June 16th.
Okay.
I mean, huh?
I was just wondering if you had some idea what...
I mean, it's a pretty place, and I mean, if you're going to be surf fishing, you know, I would suspect you could probably catch some striped bass or maybe some bluefish, but I would think more, I don't know, buddy, I'm sorry, you got me flat-footed on that one. Especially, well, I mean, yeah, what am I going to catch at a certain place at a certain time far away from here? I have no clue. You know, now there are a lot of charter boats down there. There are a lot of people fishing down there. You may catch some trout. You may catch some channel bass, redfish. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay, sir.
All right. Like I said, ask your cousin and be prepared. And are you computer savvy?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, see, here's well, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. So, now, are you talking about St. Augustine Beach or are you talking about Augustine Beach in Delaware? You're talking about Augustine Beach in Delaware, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. On the beach there, I would say stripers, and I would also say possibly bluefish. But I would say more than likely there, you could catch flounder off the beach. You could catch, I don't know if kingfish are in, but kingfish are good eating. Those are kind of a whiting. They're a nice fish to catch off the beach. Let me see if I could find any more. I'm thinking you might be able to hook up with a bluefish. We'll see.
How big does a kingfish get as far as weight?
Oh, they're a couple pounds. They're just
pounds.
Yeah, they're a panfish, but they're very good eating. Very good eating. Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alan.
All right, man. Sorry I couldn't be any more help.
That's all right, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry about that. I'm thinking Augustine, St. Augustine Beach in Florida and not Augustine Beach in Delaware, and then it finally dawned on me. Well, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offers Linex protection that comes to you. The mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, your job site, and apply the correct Linex consumer, commercial, or industrial coatings to your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, your lift gates, or any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements, and the Linex materials are environmentally friendly. They can also provide you with the best protection for your truck bed, and you can do what I did and get a spray-on bed liner from Linex and even match the color of your vehicle or your equipment with the new process that matches your paint code to your Linex spray material and has the added protection of Kevlar. So, you got the bed liners, you got the mobile application, and now you even have the Aspartex floor coating as well, if you'd like. All of this at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A or Ritchie Highway. Visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man to call, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. You can find out all the information and mention Ellis Outdoors or the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Find out how you can get a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card now more than just bed liners. Hey, if you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Now, Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. You can drive right to the greenhouse and make your selection. Annuals by the pack or by the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, too. Beautiful, colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. I checked out the tomato plants when I was there the other day. Really nice, ready to go. Tasty tomatoes that taste like tomatoes. Watermelon, squash, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and even herbs are available. Papa John's Farm, located just off Interstate 97, that's I-97, exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses, make your selections, or you can call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or for your church. Mother's Day next Sunday, 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Nick in Essex. Been holding quite a while. Thank you for holding, Nick. What's up?
I was watching Fox, I think, this past week. It was the Jerry Willis show.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
That's in the afternoon. It's a financial show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In any event, she had a guest on. I don't remember if it was in person or over the telephone.
Right.
He was from the out west somewhere. He was ammunition either manufacturer or supplier. He was in the gun business, or at least the ammunition business, and he decided that he was going to go into the manufacturing of guns.
Right.
And he was a customer of the Bank of America.
Right.
He'd been there for a long time, and they came to see him.
Right.
And told him that they would no longer want his business.
Yep.
Because he was becoming a gun manufacturer.
Right.
And I just thought that that was kind of strange and quite frankly, very disappointing. I have several accounts at Bank of America, and I'm going to be moving them because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that story?
Yeah, it's been online and been discussed a lot of places. McMillan Gun Company is who you're talking about. And the company makes firearms, and apparently it is alleged that Bank of America dropped McMillan Gun Company for quote political reasons.
Right.
And it's been on some of the conservative sites like The Blaze and that type of thing. McMillan Group International, a company that manufactures firearms and accessories, is claiming that Bank of America asked him to find another bank for political reasons.
Yeah.
Quote, political reasons. The companies whose different entities have been doing business with the Bank of America for more than 12 years says it has never made a late payment and never bounced a check.
Yeah, you said all that on the TV.
Yeah. The senior vice president, the market manager, business banking, global commercial banking of Bank of America, claims that he came to his office, he scheduled a meeting as an account analysis in order to evaluate the two lines of credit. Spent 5 minutes talking about how McMillan had changed in the last 5 years and become more of a firearms manufacturer and a supplier of accessories. At this point, I interrupted him and asked, "Can I possibly save you some time so that you don't waste your breath? What you are going to tell me is because we're in the firearms manufacturing business, you no longer want my business." "That is correct," he said.
I got news for the Bank of America. They don't want my business either. And I'm not a bank, a firearms manufacturer, but I'm done with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, this is an allegation. So I don't know the answer for sure. I'm not sticking up for Bank of America necessarily, but I am telling you that, that if this is true, I mean, it will certainly affect their bottom line, especially among gun owners.
Well, you say it's an allegation, but the gentleman of the company said that that's what they told him. I mean,
hey, look, I could say anything on the radio, Nick, that I want to say and point the finger at anybody. But just because somebody says it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Yeah, it made the news, but I mean, you know, there's all kinds of, I said, allegations that this is what he said. He said they came to visit him. How do we know that? We weren't there. We're not witnesses.
Have we heard a denial from the bank?
I don't know that they necessarily would. And no, I don't know that we have. But has anybody contacted him and asked him to deny it?
Well, I don't know that.
See, well, okay, you don't know. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and bash somebody that you could tell me a story that you caught a 45-inch striped bass off Chesapeake Beach. You were trolling a white and green chartreuse bucktail, and I would say, that's great. Do you have any pictures? No, we threw them back. Well, then how do I know you're telling me the truth? Just because you told me something. Hey, I shot a 10-point buck with my muzzleloader in early muzzleloader season. Really? What did it score? Oh, it scored 160 inches. No kidding. Do you have any pictures? No. Why not? Well, we didn't take any. And what, do you have the rack? Well, no. Well, where is that? Well, you know, we cut it off and butchered. You know, I don't have Bank of America's story, side of the story. So, Nick, I'm not defending them. If they did drop this guy, that's horrendous. I'm not defending them. I'm just saying that for this particular purpose on this radio show, I can't spread that information without asking the question. That's all.
Well, evidently, he was a credible witness.
Okay.
If you will. Okay? I don't think he has an axe to grind with the bank. He's been a customer of them for 12 years. You're assuming that he's not telling the truth.
I am not making that assumption. All
you
I am saying... Nick?
You are, because you're not believing him.
Nick?
Yes?
I get stuff on the internet all the time that is not believable. People make a living somehow out of putting out fantastic tales about manufacturers and companies and organizations online all the time that are not true. Why do they do that? I don't know. Why would this guy make an allegation? I don't know. Maybe they turned him down for a line of credit. Maybe he applied for a $1 million line of credit to expand his operation, and they said no. Oh, well, that may, well, okay. All right, just because I'm in the gun manufacturing business, they don't want my business.
And maybe he's telling the truth.
And maybe he isn't. All I'm saying, Nick, is I can't, listen to me. This is the public airways. I cannot come out and say something bad about somebody that I don't know to be true. I do not know if Bank of America has denied this guy just because an anonymous caller, Nick from Essex, called me on the air and said it is so.
Well, you say that the allegation may be bad.
I said the allegation may not be true.
Well, and also that it's also bad if it's true.
If it is true, yes.
Just a minute, let me back you up on that. It may not be bad in the eyes of some people because some people really don't like gun manufacturers, and this is a good thing that the bank is doing.
That may also be true, Nick.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. I'm telling you, just because you see it on TV, read it on the internet, I'm not gonna propagate it because I don't know it to be true.
I understand.
Okay, thanks.
Well.
Appreciate the call. I don't know how else I could make my point. Judy, I'm sorry I didn't get to your call. Hey, Bud at Fishbones in Pasadena, I'll double up on you next week. Our friends at Tochterman's, we really wait till the last minute to tell you about Tochterman's, don't we? Well, they're down 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. If you fish, go there. If you need bloodworms, go there. 410-327-6942. I'll make it good to them next week. Thanks for Judy, if you want to stay on, I'll talk to you after the show. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for 12.